you know, rebound from what happened last week and kind of keep your guys rolling?
That's a great question because, you know, you sit there and you ask yourself, how do you rebound from such a demoralizing defeat? But we've got a lot of great competitors on this team. And the great thing about working with these young men is that they desire to be great. And they have a lot of resiliency, and they're going to bounce back and show what they're worth. And we're proud of them. We're proud of the way they work. We're proud of their efforts. We're proud of the way they prepare. So we're looking forward to the next challenge.
What do you think the biggest issue with the run game had been so successful those first four games? What do you think the biggest issue was last week?
Two things. Number one, we lacked a lot of execution. We left some things out there that we could have done better. And that's each unit to a man. And we think we could have done some things differently from a scheme standpoint as well. So you're always learning. And a game of football, as we all know, is a game of adjustments. And you have to just take it one at a time and adjust quickly. And then the next factor was they did a great job of game planning us and executing their defensive assignments. So our hat's off to them. They won that one. We learned some things about ourselves, and we're moving forward to this week's game.
Challenge for all of you to keep shuffling there on the offensive line, and how does that impact your running backs?
Well, injuries are always tough on everyone and every team, and once you make the adjustment, the initial adjustment, and you get over the shock of losing someone, you kind of dial in because the group is being coached the same, whether you're a starter or a backup, so they're all receiving the same coaching and the same techniques. And so once you get over the initial shock, you're excited for the next man up, and you work together as a group, and you look forward to executing with that man, and we kind of all take that philosophy. Next man up, let's go. We're not going to miss a beat.
How did Isaiah, I mean, after Isaiah had been rolling along and doing so well, how did he respond personally to what happened last week, and what do you feel like his mindset is going into this week?
He was upset, and he was upset during the course of a game that the things weren't going the way he wanted them to go. And he's such a competitor, he couldn't wait to get back to work to find out what exactly went wrong when you calm down and you look at the film, you grade it and evaluate, and then you move forward. He couldn't wait to get back to work to prove that he's better and that we're better at what we do. So I'm looking forward to watching him perform on Sunday.
He was playing so well. How much does that kind of hurt the running game to lose a talent like that?
We're going to miss Joel, but the next man's got to perform at a high level for us to be successful. And so it doesn't matter who that person is. Our expectations are there's no difference. There should be no drop-off. Let's go.
And Drew, when you look at that Titans defensive front, what stands out the most about Casey? Why is he so good?
He's extremely active. He's powerful. He plays the game the way it should be played, and that's violent and fast. You can tell that he's a student of the game, that he understands blocking schemes, and he understands backfield sets. So he's well prepared, and obviously he's well coached. And it's we got our hands full with him, and he's a handful for everyone.
Do you worry at all that the Patriots kind of gave the rest of the league a snapshot of what it takes to kind of limit you guys in the running game the way they did, or is it just kind of week to week, everything changes, so it doesn't really matter?
That's a good observation as well, because usually it's a copycat league, and when someone sees that something was successful on either side of the ball, you want to try to build that into what you do. So I'm sure we will see some form of that, and if we don't, then that's okay too, because Tennessee has an outstanding defense and a legendary defensive coordinator who knows what he's doing, and we expect to see his best.